Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 9, we were taught that the locusts would torment men for 5 months and then return to the pit. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
So we see the day of the locust and the duty of the locust. Now let's next see the detriment of the locust in verses 5 and 6. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it. They shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Now, do you see the contrast here? Earthly locusts do not live 5 months. These locusts live the 5 months. Doesn't say they're put to death. I believe they go right back to this pit. They sting, but they do not kill. The torment is as, there's that word as, the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. And that torment is for 5 months. And verse 6 shows that there are no antidotes to be found. The pain is from this creature of the pit. It's not an earthly creature, as you and I would know, as the snake from whom we can make an anti-venom. And they're not able to die. Although they seek to die, they can't. It shows us the pain both drives them insane, and yet it has a paralyzing effect in that they desire to die, but they can't kill themselves. They're defenseless, yet they're unable to die. And the result? A great mass of uninstitutionalized, insane people. And this is just a vestibule of hell, my friend. This is what it's going to be for the man in hell. This is what it's going to be for the man who dies without Jesus Christ. Insanity. And amongst those who are insane, these creatures are performing on earth the duties they carry out in hell. Think of it. The constant pain equal to a scorpion sting. Weakened and desirous of death, but unable to cease to exist, and unable to escape. Oh, my friend, hell is a reality. May we all get a glimpse of this reality, and call upon God to help us fulfill our responsibility, to rescue the perishing and care for the dying. At least, get that saved person to come to church, where they can hear the gospel, if you're not going to tell them, if you're not going to give them a try, then at least invite them to come to a church where you know they preach the word. We're not told why it's only 5 months, but that's all it is 5 months. And we also see that in the rest of this chapter, it does not say they were destroyed. So again, I believe they go to the pit that remained open because they were created for the pit. Sometimes people get angry when you show them what can be a result of not doing something. For example, when I first went to college, I was looking for a job, and jobs were quite scarce. It was in the time of a recession back in the 1974 era. And I was married and had a couple children, and so I needed a job as I was going to college. And so I found that there was a job with a people that sold home fire alarms. And we went to a home to present why you need a fire alarm in your home. And it's very, very compelling. It was very, very strong presentation. But I remember in the home, the lady saying, "Why are you scaring us and making us feel guilty of not caring for our children?" And really what we had done, we'd showed pictures of children as well as adults that had been burned up. And in some cases, people that had been told of the fire alarm and didn't buy it and later their houses burnt down. Now, not that the fire alarm company burnt the houses down, but it just happened. Well, in this particular home, the lady was upset, but the husband was there, and he was concerned. He realized, as the man perhaps, I don't know, but that electrical fires can happen. He was an airline pilot, so he realized those things can happen. They happen sometimes, and you've got to act quickly. And he had alarms that warned him of things like that. And so he was quite concerned, and he was wanting this, but his wife was so upset and mad about it, we had to leave. But nonetheless, people get the same way when you talk about this reality called hell. Now, there was a chance their house would not catch on fire during the night, but nonetheless, hell is a great reality. And Jesus Christ is the only protection against it. Now, this is only a vestibule of hell. The reality of these creatures for eternity should make a man want to repent. The detriment to quality of life and rest is enormous. Notice Revelation chapter 14 and verse 11. "And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night." No rest. Now, you start going day after day after day, the detriment of no rest greatly interferes with the quality of life. And this is the way it is in eternity. And these locusts will be there to prey on the bodies of the man in hell. My friend, what we're reading here is literal. It's not science fiction. So we've seen the day of the locust in verses 1 through 3, the duty of the locust in verse 4, and the detriment of the locust in verses 5 and 6. Now let us see the description of these locusts in verses 7 through 10. Now, this description will probably sound like some of the tattoos you'll see on young adults and some of these rock groups and even Christian rock groups are so-called. I call them religious rock groups. It's hard for me to call it Christian because it's not Christ-like, and that's what Christian means. And nonetheless, it'll sound like that. Now let's listen to verses 7 through 10. "And the shapes of the locusts were likened to horses prepared into battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men. 5 months. Now, much symbolism is used with the words like and as. Remember, when you see those words in Scripture, like unto or as something, then it tells you it's using symbolic language. Now, let's notice again verse 7. He said here in Revelation chapter 9, verse 7, and the shapes of the locusts were likened to horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold. Now, why crowns? Because these locusts were created to live in hell. They were created to live in the pit. Hell is not their punishment. Christ created them for this. This is their kingdom. Again, let me repeat, the devils do not do the tormenting in hell. It is so horrible, it torments them. And they are as horses prepared to war. It shows they're not literal horses, but the look of them leaves no mistake in the mind of the beholder. They are attackers, and they have declared war. They're not show horses, and they're not going to show mercy. God made them to thrive on the substance of spirits and men. And then look at verse 8 again here in Revelation 9. And they had hair as the hair of a woman, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. Well, they have the faces of men, the hair of women, and the teeth as a lion. Now, I believe that the imagery of men and women is to show that no one without Christ is exempt, neither from the locust sting nor from hell. The teeth of a lion shows the painful infliction for that time, and then beyond that, as a vestibule of hell to show you what hell's going to be like. Eternity. We've already seen the pain they inflict. Perhaps the teeth of these beings, of these locusts, they stick out to the point where they can be seen with the naked eye. Knowing what they can do to paralyze with pain, just the sight of one of these loose would be so greatly fearful. If you've ever been driving in a car and there's a bumblebee, a wasp, and you freeze, some people will panic and wreck. And you're trying to watch the road and get real, your heart starts beating and feels like it's up in your throat when it gets close to you and you've got your hands on the steering wheel. And my friend, that's the kind of fear just the sight of these things will cause.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.